Let's talk about marketing for a minute, okay? I mean, today I can't even go on social media anywhere, or for sure I can't look at my inbox without finding a bunch of people telling me about how their marketing ideas are going to cause my business to earn millions and millions of dollars. I don't get it. I'm sorry. No, don't got it. Doesn't make sense. Marketing is attracting people to your business. And I definitely understand that the more people we attract, the more are going to filter down the funnel into the sales process, and that's going to make good things happen. I got it. But you know what? Here's what I don't get. I haven't found a marketing process yet that drags me into a company or a sales funnel or anything else that I don't have a reason to be in the first place. In other words, it's got to be something that I want, something that is important to me right now, a problem I need to solve, right? And yeah, it all starts with visibility and attraction, and that is, by at least by my definition, that's marketing. That's the first step. Then the sales process has to be inviting, and the timing has to be right so that your service or prospect solves the problem that the prospect has today. All right, so in this show, we're going to start breaking down the basics of marketing to help you and your business do it and do it right. My name is Morris Sims, and I've been in the business world teaching executives and business owners and professional salespeople for a long time. Yeah, okay, for decades. Here's what I found. The concepts come and go, but the principles of success in business and in life, well, the principles remain the same. This podcast is designed specifically to share those kind of principles with you so that in the short form, the short term, 10 minutes or less, you can learn something that's going to help you in your work and in your life. That's what we want to do. That's our objective. We'll publish a new episode every week and get it out there for you. So please like us and follow us and download the episodes that really have a meaning for you, okay? Hey, we're burning daylight, so let's get to it. Here we go. Our sponsor for the show is a brand new community for travel agency owners and travel advisors. This new community provides opportunities for these folks to learn how to grow their business. And it would work for any business owner, but particularly we're looking at trying to help our friends in the travel industry. It gives you a chance to learn from other successful business owners in the travel world, travel advisors and agency owners and folks from all over the country and all sorts of different kinds of specialties. Now, this new program is coming out with its own podcast by mid-September. And the name of this thing is the Travel Masters Community, because there are going to be opportunities to learn from experts, from the masters, as well as to learn from your peers in the industry. Now, today we're talking about marketing, attracting people to your business. And in light of our new sponsor, we're going to share it with you kind of with them in mind, okay? But understand, this principle applies no matter what business you might be in or where you might be working, all right? Here we go. Let's get one thing straight. Marketing is not your highest priority, and it is not where you should spend the majority of your time. Do you need to spend some time working on your business and specifically in the area of marketing? Yeah, of course you do. Most certainly. But plan and set aside time to do your marketing tasks. Just don't let it become and take you away from doing the things that really matter. You know, the things that are really important, the things like talking to prospective buyers, prospective travelers, prospective buyers of your service. That's your number one priority, all right? So where does marketing fit in? Well, first you need a specific marketing plan so you know what you're supposed to do. And then based on that plan, which is based on your strategy, that gives you what you need to do each and every day to accomplish your objectives, okay? That plan's based on the four marketing platforms that are available to you. There are four. You ready? Here we go. Social media, personal observation, events, and the internet. And when I say the internet, I mean email marketing and newsletters and blogs and that sort of thing. Now, if this is your first real marketing plan, I'd suggest you pick two of those platforms to focus on and then let the others come to you as the opportunities show up, okay? So pick two to focus on and build your specific plan of action around those two. Now, do I have an opinion on which ones you should choose? Well, what do you think? Of course I do. Start with personal observation because it doesn't cost you anything. It's the fastest way that you might just find a qualified prospect to talk to today. Then I'd spend some time on social media. But a planned strategic amount of time and effort on social media. Again, marketing and especially social media is not your full-time job. I don't know about you, but I can get caught flipping through reels, I think that's what they call them, on Facebook and look up and all of a sudden an hour and a half's gone by. We're in business. You don't have time to do that sort of thing. Save that for when you're not in business, when you got some time on your hands, all right? So for social media work, here are your three action steps to begin with, okay? Number one, choose two of the social media platforms to work in. Like, I don't know, suppose you choose Facebook and LinkedIn, all right? But choose two, not all of them. You don't need to be everywhere for everybody all right now at this particular point, okay? Number two, create a posting plan, a marketing plan, if you will. But in that marketing plan, there's a posting schedule, a calendar. When are you going to post and what are you going to post? A couple of quick ideas on what to post, all right? Creating that content is not your job. It's there to help you with your job. So remember, place production above perfection. Get something out there. You can use the same post on both platforms. And later on, you can refine how you do that and what you do. But for now, get started. It doesn't matter if the words and or if it's just words and pictures or if it's graphics or even if it's a video right now, that's great. But video does work better. But don't push yourself if you don't have time to learn all of that. Get something out there on social media. Then decide when you're going to do that. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's when I'm going to post maybe. Or for you, maybe you decide it's going to be Sunday and Wednesday. You choose. Your business. You get to decide. Then stick to your plan. Be concise. Be consistent. And don't get lost in the social media black hole, okay? That's a rabbit hole you don't want to go down. So what about personal observation? And by the way, what the heck does that mean anyway? Well, personal observation is getting up and getting out of the office or out of the house and talking to people. Talk to people that you meet. Talking to specific people that you choose to go out and meet. That's a way to do that. And we'll talk about that in a later date. But get out and go talk to people. Find folks and interact with them. Have a conversation. It's about making a new friend. And being ready to answer the question. Gee, so what do you do, Morris? Got to be ready to answer that question. Got to be ready to have the words already put together and know exactly what you're going to say, okay? A friend of mine says you should always choose the longest line at the grocery store or at Starbucks or wherever you happen to be, because when you do, you have a prospect in front of you and a prospect behind you. And when you get down to the beginning, you get almost up to the counter, you just kind of ease your way back and start over at the back of the line. Because again, you're going to have a prospect in front of you and a prospect behind you. This is not hard. Crank up a conversation. You're making a new friend. Somewhere in that conversation, somebody's going to ask, gee, so what do you do? Or you start that by asking them, hey, by the way, what do you do? And then they're going to reciprocate. Okay? So you need to know what your answer is going to be, word for word, and an answer that you practiced and you know exactly what you want to say. If you're a travel advisor, maybe you might say something like this. Gee, Morris, what do you do? Well, I help people plan the most exciting vacations, and all they have to do is show up and have fun. We handle all the details and the arrangements. Now, here's the great part. The vendors pay us, so probably won't even cost you a penny. The concept is this. It should be something that you can share while you're on an elevator between the lobby and the fourth floor. That's why we'll call it an elevator talk, okay? It should be short, concise, and cause the other person to ask you a follow-up question. your overall objective is to pivot away from a detailed conversation and get contact information so that you can have a more in-depth conversation where you can really focus. So maybe after that, the second question, maybe it's something like, so where do you plan for your clients to go? Some where do you plan for your clients to go? Some high-priced private island? Well, if that's what you want, we can get you there, or we can get you to Disney World or Rome or Cancun or on a river cruise or just about anywhere you want to go. But, you know, I tell you what, this is really probably not the best time and place for a conversation. Here's my contact information. What's yours? We can get together and chat when it's more convenient for you. And then we can start the process, okay? So personal observation, meeting new people and gathering contact information to have a more in-depth conversation later. Now, the last point of personal observation, here we go. Go out there and do this on purpose. Not just when you happen to be out in the world, when you are, that's a good time to do it too, but plan specific time and get out there and go do it on purpose. On Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to drop the kids off at school and go to a different Starbucks each day and meet people. I want to end the week with no less than 20 conversations and 8 sets of contact information. That's my objective. I don't know what it should be. Set your own objective. Again, it's your business. You get to decide, all right? But set an objective and then reward yourself when you get to that point, when that stuff starts showing up and you start meeting your objectives. And then you can reassign those objectives. So there you have our short form for this week. Brought to you by the Travel Masters community. So get out there and have a specific, detailed marketing plan of what you're going to do and when you're going to do that. And you might just want to start with social media and personal observation. Just please don't get lost down that rabbit hole, okay? Marketing is part of working on your business, but it's not your business. Have a great week, and I'll see you again right here. Thanks for listening and watching. Please follow, like, and subscribe. It means a lot. Best wishes. See you next week. I'm Morris Sims.